The Gemara Daf Ezem Beis has a sugya if Yesh Aynes Begitin or not, which basically means if a person made it tonight, he said, it should be a get. If I don't show up between now and 30 days, it should be a get. And then he didn't show up, but he wanted to show up, but an Aynes happened, he got sick, or some other Aynes happened, for that reason he didn't show up. Is it considered a get or not? If you hold Yesh Aynes Begitin, that means we consider the Aynes an Aynes. And therefore, the fact that he didn't show up is not going to turn it into a get because he's an Aynes. But if you hold an Aynes begin, then we're not Misachis to the Tainus Aynes over here. And even though he didn't show up an Aynes, it still will be a get. And look, it's difficult to understand. The Achirim are bothered. What is the Svar of Yesh Aynes begit? And how could Tainus Aynes help you over here? Aynes, we usually find by Averis. You're doing Averis by Aynes, so you're not going to be punished for it. But over here, he made a Tanai. The Tanai is if I don't show up, it should be a get. At the end of the day, he didn't show up. If he didn't show up, he was a Mekayim the Tanai. That's a Kiyama Tanai. The get should be a get. How could the Tain of Aynes, the fact that it happened by Aynes, how does that take away from the fact that he fulfilled his Tanai of not coming? L'chayr, that should make the get into a get. How does Aynes play a role over here? And the Achanim might say that you see from here a Chiddush in the din of Aynes, of Achanim says this and others, that Aynes is not just a Ptur from Einshim, where we learn out from a Lanar L'Sasadov, it's not just a Ptur that you don't get punished for the ma'isa that you did by Aynes, but when a ma'isa is done by Aynes, it's not considered your ma'isa at all. It's not misachas to you, it's as if someone else did it, I didn't do it. Anything that I do by Aynes is not my ma'isa, it's as if I didn't do it. I mean, mainly when I made a Tanai, that if I do this Tanai, the get should be a get, but the Kiyama Tanai happened by Aynes, so that ma'isa, that Kiyama Tanai, is not misachas to me, it's as if I didn't do it, and therefore, for that reason, it's not considered that Tanai was Mekuyam, and therefore the get will not be a get. That's the side they want to say, which is one chiddush in the din of Aynes, that Aynes is that the ma'isa is not misachas elof. Now over here, l'chayr, it's even a bigger chiddush, because over here the Tanai was not to do a ma'isa, the Tanai was to not do a ma'isa. The Tanai is imloy basi, if I don't come, it should be a get. So you don't even have to do anything, you just have to not come. Now l'chayr, you didn't come. So how can you say something was not misachas elof? There's nothing that he was supposed to do, it's just an act of not coming that he was supposed to do. And l'chayr, you see another chiddush over here, which the Achrenim speak out, that when a person says imloy basi, it should be a get. It's not the pshat that his not coming is what creates the get, but what he really means to say is, I have to do a ma'isa of loy basi, I have to do a ma'isa of not coming. I have to actively not come. I have to decide not to come. But if that ma'isa of not coming was done by Aynes, then that ma'isa of not coming is not misachas to me. I'm not the one who didn't come. That happened by Aynes, and therefore there's no ma'isa of loy basi. It's a gemalik chiddush in how you understand this tnai bichlal, coupled with the first chiddush that a ma'isa of Aynes is not a ma'isa at all, and that would be the bir l'fid achrenim in this gemalik chiddush that yesh Aynes begitten. And the Iker Chiddush that the Achanim are saying over here, that when a person does a Ma'isa B'Aynes, it's not Misachas to him at all. I once saw a Kasher B'Shem Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim said that L'Chair from the Vida and Yom Kippur, you see, not like that, because the Lashon that we say, Al Chet Shechatan L'Fanacha B'Aynes Uveratzen, we have a Vidui for Chatayim that we did B'Aynes. If it's not Misachas to me at all, why am I being Misvada? If it's my Ma'isa, but I'm just Potter from an Aynish, then at the end of the day I did it, it requires a Vidui. But if it's not my Ma'isa at all, if I didn't do it, L'Chair does not require a Vidui B'Chlal. So that, he says, would be a rai that it is my ma'isa, not like this yisayt that the Achanim are saying. But there are other perushim, how to understand that lashon of the vidui, and if you that, l'chara, you could be mancha the raya of Reb Chaim.